By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب
الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله
Rise and shine Eid special in our Bradford studio mashallah azawajal and it's the third day of Eid in the UK and we've got our guests in the studio a lot to talk about alhamdulillah azawajal a lot happened during the weekend and we need to talk about and discuss about this as well So inshallah, let me just introduce the guests on my heart side. I didn't say left side, I said my heart side. We go, mashallah, Bilal bhai, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah.
You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone's got tea, but you haven't. Are you not teaaholic?
No.
Mashallah. Theek. We got Shaheer bhai, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Shaheer bhai? Okay? Mashallah, Shaheer bhai is going to be our Naat Khan for today as well. On my right side, mashallah, we got Zaheer bhai. Jee Zaheer bhai, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Mashallah, how are you doing? Okay?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. We got our main Naat Khan today as well. Inayat Raza, how are you doing, Inayat Raza?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Wa alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, you've seen all the guests in the studio and now we're going to be starting. Our topic for today is anything and everything. Basically, we're talking about Eid al-Adha. You know, yesterday we talked about the experiences, some of the things that, you know, happened during the Eid Salah, some of the events that were taking place. So mashallah, we've got Shaheer bhai, mashallah, we've got all professionals apart from me today. MashaAllah. So let's start from Bilal bhai, MashaAllah. Bilal bhai, as you know, alhamdulillah, he's got a solicitor degree and he's, MashaAllah, our UK lead for courses, MashaAllah. Is he courses and Balighan?
Yes, Madrasatul Madina.
Courses and Madrasatul Madina, Balighan, adults Madrasa that we have around the UK. And in our Yorkshire region, MashaAllah, Bilal bhai is a very important figure for us, alhamdulillah. So Bilal bhai, let's start with revision. You know, because we had a lot of students doing their exams. Yeah. What tips can you give them?
I mean, basically, with the revision, what we have to do, we have to break it down. Depending on topic-wise, depending on how you want to go about things. I think that the main thing that used to work for me was to have a look at previous exam papers. Alhamdulillah, I think on the internet, these are very readily available. And at times, what we can do is to go online and look at the past exam papers. By looking at the past exam papers, what we'll be able to do is have a look to see what the questions were previously. And then according to that, one can make a plan that, okay, these were the questions that happened last year. These were the questions that happened on the previous year. And then what they can do is focus upon, these are the elements that we need to work on. And then topic-wise, main topic, science, geography, English, they are very vast topics. So what you have to do is kind of break down your day. So for example, if you're starting a revision on a Monday, you need to stagger your day, you need to plan the day. That on the morning, when your mind is fresh, what are the main topics to focus on? And obviously in the morning, inshallah, Azawajal, the main heavy topics you'll be able to, you know, to kind of go over. So there's many different techniques. If I was to say here and say that this technique is going to work for everybody, it's not going to be. So what you have to do, we kind of have to sit down and see what works best for you. Some people learn by reading and just revising constantly, like we do Quran Hifz. Some people learn by writing it down multiple times. So depending how you want to go about it, it depends how your way of learning is. So kind of break down your day. Make sure that you focus on the heavy topics in the morning when your mind is fresh. And then the remainder, inshallah, azawajal, throughout the day, you can kind of work better. But the main thing that I'd suggest is have a look at the previous exam papers online. If you can go to your teachers, they'll be able to give you those.
I was going to say that, you go to the teachers. And
yeah, so you can go to your teachers. You can go to, you know, for example, within your family as well. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, many people have gone through the same aspect as you. So everybody goes through GCSEs and A-levels. And you can ask them as well. Because it kind of works together. MashaAllah, Dawud Islami, you know, kind of teaches that we have to work together. We have a mashwara. We kind of discuss what works best for us. And by doing that, inshallah, Azawajal, you know, you'll be able to excel further. Sometimes it's harder. It's easy said to be done. It's said, you know, rather to do it. But if you make focus on that, look at the previous exam papers, kind of break down your day, have the discussion with your teachers, and work together, inshallah.
MashaAllah, brilliant advice there, alhamdulillah. So go towards your teachers, and also those people that have already done the exam, they'll help you as well. As Zaid bhai, what tips can you give us?
The first was, plan your time wisely. So you have to have a plan, because to be able to achieve anything, you have to have a plan first. So have a plan your time wisely. The second is using active recall. A lot of us learn things, but we don't truly learn them. Now you've got two types of memory systems. You've got the short-term memory and the long-term memory. So to be able to actually remember things, you need to transfer your information from the short-term memory onto the long-term memory. And the way that's done is through active recall. Do you know when you do HIFs, you read something, you learn it, and then you keep repeating it.
Yeah.
You keep repeating it. That's the process of active recall. It's transferring it from short-term memory onto long-term memory so that you remember it. That's what you need to do if you want to be able to remember things properly. The other one is spaced repetition learning. So you have to review topics multiple times over time. So do you know, like again, I'm going back to the HIFs example because it's a really good example. You learn a surah, but after a while, once you've learned it, you've been tested on it, you know you're good at it, you won't read that for a while. But then after a while, you come back at it and read it again. And if you make mistakes, then you revise it again. So that's called spaced repetition learning. That you memorize it, move over to next topic, then come back at it. If you have mistakes, then you correct those mistakes. And the fourth is actually understand. Don't just memorize. So actually understand what you're trying to learn, what you're trying to do, because memorizing is easy. You can, scholars say, surf is easy, nahf is hard. Because surf, you're just repeating and memorizing. But so actually understand, don't just memorize. So if I was to give you an example of diabetes and say, diabetes is just high blood sugar. And on the other side, I say diabetes, it's a condition. Type 1 diabetes is a condition where your immune system starts to attack these cells that control your insulin. Now, I'm actually understanding what's going on instead of just saying what happens.
True.
So actually understand, don't just memorize.
You are watching our Rise and Shine Eid special program. Wherever you are in the world, please don't forget to stay with us. We do have a very important topic that we're talking about. And we've seen that a lot of students, mashallah, even on the day of Eid, Dawat Islami organized, mashallah, a youth event. Zaid bhai, if you can just talk a bit about the youth event that we organized for the Eid special.
And Hafiz, I think the reason why so many of them actually liked and enjoyed, one is because we thought about them.
Ji.
And they really liked that.
You know, one of the things that they did mention was that, you know, for you to think about the youth and especially the students, you know, it was a good thing, mashallah.
And so, I think it was one of the namazes led by a youth.
A youth, yeah. So in our
Fizani, we've got the youth imam with us.
So we're going with us.
Yeah.
Mashallah. Hafiz Ubaid, alhamdulillah. So that was also really good.
Mashallah. Shahir bhai, you're tucked away in the corner. Mashallah, what do you say about, first of all, some tips for the students, mashallah? You're a professional as well. Ji,
just like Hafiz Bilal and Zahir bhai mentioned, planning is vital. Obviously, you need to do planning. You need to plan out what you're going to revise. Obviously, if you got something that you're struggling with, you focus on that and then you go to the easy part. So you need to plan your day out. You need to plan your revision out. And then inshallah, that can help out. Or you can always write down something you're struggling with and then work on that and then go easy.
You know, another thing that I was told by a professional was, you know, you can start, you know, revise in groups as well. You know, so try to help each other in groups. You know, how we used to do HIFAs was another idea that one of the Ustad Sahabs came up with. He goes, look, if you're learning a surat, yeah, then start reading. For example, I read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Then he reads the next verse, he reads the next verse. And you go round and round. Obviously, you're going to be reading different verses. That's, and that's how you're going to learn. And seriously, you know, they say that whenever you listen to something, مَا تَكَرَّرَ تَكَرَّرَ, whatever is repeated, you know, you find it in your heart. So alhamdulillah, the more you repeat, the more better it is, mashallah.
Yeah, because you've got many different type of learners outside. I mean, you've got the kinesthetic learners who like to do things on the go. They want to physically do it.
Gee.
You've got the visual learners. So whoever wants to see, they pick up things that way. And then the auditory learners, like you mentioned, working in groups. If one person reads it around a circle, and then what they can do is they're hearing it through their ears, and they can pick you up that way.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Officer, going back to group learning, in medicine, that's a very big thing. Us students revising groups, and it is very successful. So revising in groups is also a really good method.
MashaAllah. The youth imam that we were talking about, MashaAllah, is on stage now. So, can you tell us how the first Eid was with the youth, and how many turned up, and what were any feedback that you can give us?
The first thing was that a lot of students came up to me before the exam, because I'm doing the exam myself, and a few of the students came up and they said that we've got our exam on Eid day, how are we going to read Eid namaz? And a lot of kids were very worried about that. So we took the initiative, we said, you know, if you're worried, we'll help you out. And we organized Eid namaz. Alhamdulillah, I was expecting that many kids to turn up, especially because we organized breakfast for them. We had transport available for those that needed to go to school afterwards. I dropped a few kids off to school myself as well. So alhamdulillah, we
That was really good, mashallah.
It's not just Eid namaz, Afsab. I think we have to think of the bigger picture here. And I think that's what we have to do nowadays, where if you want to bring more people towards righteousness, bring more people towards the deen and the masajid, we have to have that broad mind. Alhamdulillah, obviously with the youth and the new minds that we're bringing on board, they're bringing these perspectives, they're bringing these ideas, and then we can work collectively with them.
Now, alhamdulillah, there are a lot of facilities in schools, in universities, in colleges, and we should take them and try to offer our salah as well.
Officer, you're talking about your days.
About 1900s, you know. We're talking 1990.
But even in my days, we didn't have these facilities, Officer. It was very rare to be able to find these sort of facilities. Like Eid Salah for youngsters, that wouldn't have been a concept. I remember going to for my exams, and there was no Eid Salah that day for students. So, alhamdulillah, we had friends within Dawat Islami, and then we had an Imam Sahib who was able to arrange it for us earlier. So alhamdulillah, I got to do it. But for many youngsters, that wouldn't have been the case.
But Zahid Bhai, like you mentioned there, but you've got the education. So that's what's happened. You've learned these things. And obviously, one of the departments that I manage is courses. So I think what we need to do now going forward is we've got this interaction of the youth. We've managed to get these stakeholders in. How do we progress further with them? Is by educating them. And inshallah, Zawajal, through the courses that we've got, mashallah, Afsab, we want to kind of put this forward. And with the courses as well, I've kind of realized over the years that not every course is for everybody. We have to design a course for the target audience. Mm-hmm. And obviously, a lot of these youth, a lot of these professionals, if I was to give any course to them, they'd probably get, you know, they're not off halfway. So what we have to do is kind of develop a course what can interact with the youth, interact with the professionals, and keep them engaged. And obviously by educating them, hopefully inshallah, we'll be able to continue to educate for the forthcoming generation.
And then also what's happening now, you know, in the community with the events that are unfolding, you know, even coming to the studio, I've had about 3-4 messages from, you know, people. In the morning I woke up, I got a message from someone. Last night when I went to sleep, I got a message from someone. You know, what happened in Bradford on the day of Eid, and also what happened in Halifax, you know. Yeah. And these are unfolding events that we need to do something, you know, for the youth and try to get them. We can save us, man. I know we might not be able to save everyone, but at least try to save someone. And, you know, we need to be, you know, as they say, on the ball all the time, you know, try to create some, not even courses, just like a get-together, you know, just like we go samosa kebab, just to get some food together, talk about, discuss with these people that are on the streets how we can help them as well.
Yeah, and agree, Hafiz, like, A lot of the time people say what you're doing is not really going to help that many people. Even if we're able to save one life, that's a big achievement. Even saving one life is more than, it's a big, big achievement. And I agree with you about the meetups and stuff. Inshallah, that's something that we do have planned.
You know, one Buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was walking near the riverside and he saw a lot of fish that were outside the water. And someone came over and they said, what are you thinking? He goes, how can I save them? He goes, you're not going to save every one of them. He picks one up and he says, I've saved this one. So the thing is, we need to do the same as well. At least go there. Even if we can save one person, it's not one person, it's a family. You know, this youngster who's died, it's not that one person that's affected, the whole family was actually, you know, affected by that as well. And we need to, you know, it's like a wake-up call. You know, how many more youngsters are going to go when we realize this mistake?
Now, I'm starting to realize that when we approach these youngsters, I mean, this is a message for the viewers of Madrin Channel, that sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone. You know, sometimes we're quite easy to give the baton to somebody else, that you do it. No. I think we need to take the perspective and do these things that are on our own. And recently, mashallah, you know, Ruknashullah Abdul Wahab came to the UK. And mashallah, he did a very massive achievement. What he did coming from Pakistan, you know, we've never thought that this is something that we could do here. So now, obviously, like you mentioned, with the student meetups, the regular meetups, just a general chit-chat. Because sometimes what can happen, all these youngsters, they just need that hand. So they're in a group of friends and they don't want to be there. But what's happened, they've kind of been engrossed that you want to be part of my friendship circle. You have to be part of this. But they want to get out. So sometimes they need a hand. And we can be that hand to pull them out, inshallah, azawajal, to have a meetup, to have a meet and greet, to have a time where they can come and have a, you know, have some samosas and have a drink and have a general chit-chat. I don't think that's never ever happened. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, by doing that, I think we can open a massive kind of worms where a lot of people are feeling anxiety, depression. They want to get out.
Oh, and but
we
can kind provide... of worms, they're going to be worming around, you know, aren't they?
No, we can give them that hand. So inshallah, I think that's something that we'll have to focus on going forward, is have this open door policy where people come in the masjid and have these discussions.
You know, let's have a kalam and then inshallah there's loads to talk about and the time's running in the masjid. جی شہید بھی علیہ السلام
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم صلی علی نبینا صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی نبينا صل على محمد ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد
اللہ سبحان اللہ My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our Rise and Shine Eid special. We've got beautiful guests in the studio, including me. Yeah, mashallah, I'm beautiful as well. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, we've got guests in the studio. And we are talking about some of the youth, how we can help the youth. You know, basically, I think it's about empowering the youth as well. Because remember the Buzurgani Deen, the elders, they say, that the youth are the important figures of your community because they'll be leading the communities. I can remember when I was in my madrasa and our Qari Sahib used to tell us off sometimes, he goes, Puttar, you're going to be the next leaders, sort yourself out. And so now, subhanAllah, now we're sah here, we're trying to educate you guys that you're the next leaders as well. So, mashallah, I think let's take a little turn left from the topic. We'll come back to it at the end as well. Let's talk about your experiences of Eid in other places apart from... So where have you had an Eid apart from the UK. So anyone can speak. Don't wait for anyone to stop. You can speak. Ji Sher Bhi, let's start from you then.
So I've had an Eid in Pakistan, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So very big difference is obviously there you got all the animals and stuff. People are they going out and they're looking around. They're looking at animals and,
go,
and alhamdulillah, especially you got a lot of family there as well. So all the family they get together on Eid day. So alhamdulillah.
I think you've got a lot of family in Pakistan. We don't have anyone in Pakistan. All the families here.
Most of our family is in Pakistan. So alhamdulillah, when we go there, it's a very
what's big the difference between Eid here and Pakistan for you?
Mainly the family members. That's okay. What they got together. They get together.
Not just that, but if you look at the general mahal, the way Eid is done in Pakistan, obviously you've got the animals there, so maybe it just gives you a bit more of a
feel. It looks busy, yeah.
You've got animals everywhere on the roads, on the streets, and you see kids walking them, and you see kids getting attached to the animal. So they fall in love with the animal, and then they have to sacrifice the animal for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the beauty that I see in Pakistan.
See, you know, that is a reason because you know, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam stayed with Ibrahim alayhi salam for so many years. You know, can you imagine that bonding, that attachment that they had with my father and son? And then to sacrifice your son, that was the ultimate sacrifice that he had to give, alhamdulillah. So, mashallah, azawajal. So again, the Pakistan Eid is a bit more vibrant than here. I met with someone and I go, so what are you doing today? He goes, no, I'm just going home and go back to sleep again. So, but why? Because he goes, I don't have many relatives here. You know, so inshallah azza wa jal, I think what we did an initiative in Birmingham, mashallah, the brothers there. What they did was they invited all the students for an Eid party, Eid dinner you can say. And mashallah, all the students from all over Birmingham area, they came and they did Eid al-Fazane, Diyar Madina, where we had the kafila. That was good to see that.
The overseas students, have to the ones that don't have any family.
They don't have any family here, yes.
That was good to see that, mashallah. What's your idea of Eid, Abed?
I don't think I've had Eid anyone else. So
right, we'll go to someone else now.
I think because what you said before, the whole family is in the UK, so if we do Eid in Pakistan.
Okay, so how was your Eid on the day of Eid then?
I think this year my Eid was different from the rest, because obviously I've got my exams this year as well.
Yeah, mashallah.
That's so yeah, so I think Afsar, you know, Shahib, I mentioned there with Pakistan and obviously all the South Asian countries. I think the cultural, the environment thing is kind of different to what in the UK.
Gee.
I think in the UK over the years we've adapted to a lot of wrongdoings, and especially within the youth, especially within the youngsters, especially within the elders as well. We've not given that much ahmir to this. I think within Pakistan or India or Bangladesh, whatever, I think they're still at the old heritage where they want to spend time with family. They go to the masjid, they go together, they wear, you know, new clothes, you know, they've got a muskarahat on their face, and they're going to people's houses doing dua, you know, etc. I think within the UK, that's kind of, we've stopped, where the elders kind of wanted to do something, but now with the youngsters and the youth and the generations of now time, they're like, no. Eid time is to go to JD's, go to JJB's, let's buy brand new, you know, clothes, let's spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And then they ring in their friends, they're going, let's go out for dinner, let's go out for this, that, the other. Whereas that family time is missing.
Eid is a time where you sit down with your family. If you want to have dinner, take the whole family out. Yeah. Why just go yourself? And the other thing that you mentioned about kids, I think for kids, Eid is just about Eid now.
Yeah.
You know, pestering constantly their parents. You know, can we have Eid? Can we have, you know, and that's what Eid is all about. Gee.
Youngsters don't realize at times, especially with the current climate, with the, you know, the cost of living going up.
Exactly.
Most of these things, they're not very cheap. You know, I'm speaking as a father, I know. You know, it's not cheap. You know, nowadays shoes, whatever. You know, an article of clothing that you probably can pick up without a logo for about £10. But with a logo, it's about 80, 90 pounds. So there's a massive difference. And obviously, as youth, as youngsters, you need to realize that with bills going up, etc., it is hard. And sometimes the parents are sacrificing their own to give to the children as well. So, you know, we need to have the bigger picture that Eid, okay, fair enough, for those people that have got the means, yeah, you can go buy new stuff.
Yeah.
Medina. But at times, the main focus for Eid should be spending time with the family and to kind of build that gel time. Because I don't think we have the opportunity nowadays where a lot of people are busy in their workday routines, school routines, and we don't have that option to sit down and have that talk.
Jeez, Zainbi, what about your Eid? How was it? Have you had either anywhere else?
Same as Shaheer in Pakistan.
In Pakistan, you've had either in Pakistan. Yeah. Bilal, have you had either in Pakistan?
If when I was younger. It's been a very long time since
obviously
I've had.
You're 100 plus now.
So when I was younger, probably I can vaguely remember Eid. But like you mentioned, as Shaheed Bey mentioned, the vibe is different. You know, you've got animals, especially for the Eid al-Adha.
Gee.
The animals are there. You know, you kind of you're washing them, you're feeding them, and the vibe is different.
You know, honestly. I can remember when we were young and we did Eid in Pakistan. So we had a bakra. Well, we had about four of them, I think. And we bought them about a couple of weeks before Eid, and we would take them out for, you know, in the poor asana, you know, and you take them there. We used to spend the whole day with the bakri, you know, and then sacrificing them on the day of Eid was heartbreaking. But alhamdulillah, at that time, obviously, there was no doubt Islami, but...
I mean,
I think you've had Eid in other places other than the UK and Pakistan.
I've had Eid, mashallah, in Canada. I've had Eid in Medina, Makkah, alhamdulillah. And it's beautiful. In Canada, it was a bit different because a lot of people that were in Canada, because what happens is they'll go for Eid and they'll just come back home and there's no, you know, going around relatives' house. I saw nothing like that. You know, even in the UK, because I've been doing Eid in Rotherham and Sheffield, and the day of Eid was, you know, I would come back late at night back home, you know, just finishing off the family and friends that I knew in Rotherham and Sheffield. You know, so everyone was come to our house for khatam. And I can remember coming back at 5-6 o'clock and then going to my own family. You know, alhamdulillah, we've got a very big family as well. But in Canada, it was different. I did Eid namaz and I just sat in masjid and I was waiting for someone to say, you want to come with us? Come on, lads. I'm from the UK. I need to go somewhere.
So there, there wasn't any food or anything in Canada?
One of the Islam brothers there, you know, did organize something. And thus I had to say, I goes, lad, don't you have any organized thing where you can invite people? So they said, oh, we only have families. I was take a family on him, but, you know, end of the day, you know, that's when you realize that when you have no one there, you know, that's when I felt, you know, what about, you know, these guys are done in Birmingham. It was amazing because all the guys were there, you know, the students. And even though I wasn't a student, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I'm alone in here. I don't even, I knew the guys, but obviously they were busy with their own families. He didn't want to disturb him. So, about the
also, Hafiz Abhi, you know, not just the students, a lot of new revets, they especially feel this, you know, on special occasions like Eid and these occasions, they feel lonely a lot because obviously their family, they might not all be Muslims and they obviously feel a lot, they are lonely. So, I think we should definitely organize something for them as well, something like
this. No, that's a good idea.
Inshallah, that should definitely be, it will be part of our future plans, inshallah.
You know, for example, you know, as they say, time is changing, you know, what is it that we can adopt? Like you mentioned in the reverts, you know, try to organize something for them. You know, even invite them home as well because, you know, you're the new family for them, aren't you? You know, their own family may have not, you know, accepted them, so you're the new family. You know, somehow, again, what else can we do? We're planning for next year now. So even the viewers of Madani channel, you can give your ideas as well. I've had a few messages coming through, inshallah. What ideas can you
have? So basically have like a gathering or like a tea or even like barbecue. That's quite common nowadays, especially on Eid. Have like a barbecue gathering. So I think do something like that, a tea gathering.
I think, remember, we spoke about this briefly, but we never actually carried it through. I think that's definitely something we should carry through, inshallah, next Eid.
I think that was the main thing, like, get something people enjoy. So people enjoy doing barbecues, the community of it. So why not host a barbecue and invite the whole community around?
No, because it's not just about the barbecue itself. It's about, like you said, it's the community, it's that feel.
I think another thing we should try doing is get, you know, like, things that a lot of people are interested in. Like I gave an example, someone was telling me yesterday that a lot of the youth nowadays, especially those that are like my age, you know, new drivers, they've got the first car. A lot of people, they're into cars, they're into like driving and stuff. And you see like what we saw in Halifax yesterday is, you know, going out with friends, ended up in an accident. Why not utilize something like that? Someone gave me a great example. He said, why not have a car meet, but keep it controlled and then have a barbecue there. People can come, they can share that enthusiasm about their cars, but then they can come and they can have a place to meet up and they make a community event out of that. That was a very good idea someone gave. I think whoever gave the idea is watching now as well.
Anyway, mashallah, it's definitely a good idea.
None of us said yes. So that was a good idea.
No, it's a very good idea. Like Afzal mentioned, You know, we have to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And to get them in, you know, on board, we may have to do these car meets, we may have to do these barbecue meets. But the main thing is for obviously Dawat Islami is to kind of promote, you know, Islamic knowledge within that.
Yeah.
So kind of build that trust, build that group, and then inshallah, we can bring them on board. And you know, it's fantastic ideas, you know, especially nowadays with cars. People do have cars, they own cars, they have nice cars. So yeah, organize a car, meet, bring your car, mashallah.
If Allah, I can bring my micro in as well.
So if Allah has given you the you know, the ability to buy a nice car, you can bring it, you can show that, mashallah, this is my car, etc. And you know, as well as that, you can have a discussion, you can have a community event, you can obviously discuss many topics as well.
Yeah, brilliant.
And mashallah, I think Fizani Medina Lincoln, they did that barbecue yesterday where sometimes what we have to do, Afsab, I think, is not keep it within a masjid as well. Because sometimes what can happen, especially with the reverts or other people, that they don't want to come in a masjid. You know, there's some hitchhikers. You know,
I think that the reason. So, because someone was talking about this before, and I don't think the reason is that Mu'azzallah, they think bad as a masjid.
No.
It's that they sometimes think we're not clean enough to go to the masjid, which is a beautiful. I was talking to a young lad, and I said, you know, when we say that, have it in a community center, why not a masjid? He goes, we're not clean enough to go to the masjid. And I felt really humbled in Mashallah that he really has that respect of the masjid.
Definitely.
For people like that, you know, like he said, I'm not clean enough for the masjid. You can tell that in his heart, whatever he's going through, he doesn't want to be there.
Definitely.
I think it's up to us, you know, people like within the Dawat Islami or whatever, to take the step and invite those people, encourage them. Because a lot of these people, they don't want to be in their life. They've just been dragged into it.
Yeah.
And they need that hand. They need that way out. And it's about finding a way out. Probably, I'd say about 90% of kids that are in it, they're just normal kids. You know, they used to play out football. They just got dragged in with the wrong crowd. It's just about changing the environment and giving an opportunity to reach out for help.
You know, another thing that I have noticed is that sometimes when it's a religious environment, they think, oh, there's no fun in Islam, ma'azallah. And it's not in a bad way that they think it. And this is what we need to adopt to as well. When these kids come out, they'll come out with so many, you know, things, you know, you might be offended, you know, why are you saying that for? But that's how they've been taught. So we need to be open-minded. You know, just listen to them. And inshallah, then, you know, as they say, execute a plan that we can bring them forward. So again, make dua for people rather than, you know, saying, you're going to burn in hell. You know, this is going to happen to you. You know, bless the one that doesn't have mercy, doesn't deserve mercy. A soft heart, you know, one of the beauties of a Muslim is that he's soft hearted.
Well, definitely. And obviously, the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the best example that we can follow, the best role model that we can follow. And even if we could try to incorporate 1% of their life into our lives, it will make it beautiful. And mashallah, Abbas mentioned a beautiful thing there, that sometimes, you know, a lot of things, you know, we can't solve with anger. We have to have a muskarat, a smile on our face. And our Middle Eastern has given us this tarbiyat from a very young age, that have a smile. Okay, even if someone is angry in front of you, and if you just smile in front of them, they'll probably look at you for about 5 seconds. You're smiling. Automatically, their anger will go. Their, you know, the whatever they're feeling, they'll be, hang on a minute. I'm shouting at this person, and they're smiling in return. And by doing a smile, by having a positive mindset, inshallah, Zawajal will be able to kind of drill something in. So, if you want something to be done, rather than anger, do it soft-heartedness, and inshallah, Zawajal will work better. And obviously, we've got the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's life to
follow. Hey, of all the minute, I think Shaheer wants to say something here.
Also, Afzab, you know, coming back to the youth, I've seen that a lot of youngsters, especially, sometimes they don't come to the masjid because they fear the elders might say something.
They feel intimidated. Yeah. Is that a good word to use?
Yeah, perfect.
Intimidated, mashallah.
Yeah, because we've seen, you know, when sometimes they go to the masjid, sometimes the elders, sometimes they even shout at them, or even for the small mistakes, for example, they wore socks in the wuzu area. So that can maybe take someone away from the masjid, they might not ever come back again. So we need to work on that as well.
You know, I've had that situation, Shaheer Bey, you know, in my early days when I came into Dawat Islami, we were trying to, you know, get this guy into the masjid. And seriously, we went to his house so many times. And one day, alhamdulillah, we succeeded and we got him. You know, we brought him to the masjid, and there was a buzurg who was reading namaz, and the guy just walked in front of him. He broke his namaz, and slapped him, and he goes, "Annai, this not going here." And you think, oh my God, never saw the guy back in the masjid again. You know, so again, we need to give love to these guys, you know, think of them as your own children.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, that obviously we need to work on this as well, on the elders, teach them that, obviously follow the way.
Oh, who's going to teach the elders? It's going to be a big one, that one, you know.
Because obviously, even for the smallest mistake, for example, not wearing topi, sometimes you see the elders, the kid is praying salah, they grab the topi, they put it on top of their head, and now they're distracting the salah. Obviously, we need to work on this as well, inshallah.
Inshallah, we will do, don't worry, inshallah. Ji, anything else that we can... And then we'll start to take a little turn again.
I think, Hafiz, one good way to possibly convince the elders is to tell them that this is also a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being kind to children. Jee. And the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around children. Because if they read the seerah, if you look into the seerah, you'll see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kissing Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And this Sahabi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum looked at him and said, Ya Rasulullah, do you kiss your grandchildren? And he says, yes. And you, what about you? And he goes, I've never kissed them. I've never picked them up. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be kind to your children.
I think one thing might be, you know, like, why are the elders like this? You know, there's some people, you know, bizarre, that their whole life is stay at home, do whatever our Muslim use, come to the masjid. This is just a miserable life. They've got nothing going on. So I think doing, you know, like we said, hold these events for youth, there needs to be something in place for them as well, you know, something they enjoy.
You know, like we have Huzur Guga Madani channel, yeah. Amir Al-Hassan came up with an idea that, again, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to go into the mind of that person as well. Why is he like that? Some of the times is that that's the way they were brought up. You know, I was reading an article regarding serial killers, murdered so many women, killed them. And you know, the reason why was that because he was brought up, you know, in a violent environment. His dad was an alcoholic, his mom was an alcoholic, and he grew up and he became one of the monsters that he was. So with these buzurg, we need to understand what their psyche is. Why are they doing that? You know, and rather than shouting at anyone, go and say, Babaji, why did you do that for? And he'll explain to you.
I think different people, they'll have different mechanisms that you can teach them. I'll give an example in the madrasa. There's, you know, normally if a kid does something wrong, you tell him off straight away. Some kids have found that, you know, rather than shouting at them, you can say whatever they want, you can put them in detention, whatever, they won't change. But if the same kid, you approach him nicely, almost make him your friend, that kid, I've seen it myself, there's the one child, he just wouldn't do anything in the masjid, he just mess about, hit other kids. And then eventually I just sat him down and said, like, oh, what's up, what do you need? If you have a genuine conversation with him.
You want to fight me then?
No, then I found out, you know, some things about his family. And then from there, look, I've built a relationship with him. I've never had any problem with that child.
And I've seen that, Ubaid, mashallah. You know, you and Shaheer Bey teach in the same madrasa. The thing is, I've seen the attitude that, you know, you're they're not your students, they're your friends. And, you know, the way that, you know, they're teaching the students, alhamdulillah, I've had a one-to-one with these students and they say that we're more happy and we're more open to our teachers now than we were before. So, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing that you approach these kids in a different way. And obviously, I always say to them, you know, I used to go to a madrasa and I've mentioned this a few times. I used to go to this madrasa and the teacher used to be the third class down the line and he used to bring his son, Ut, there's Afa Sahab's here. And he said, Dam karo isi ki. So what about, you know, these students, who are these? Oh, he's mine, innit? And I goes, whose are these then? Unless you think of them as yours, you're not going to teach them properly. So I think as a teacher, we are all teachers, aren't we? We're all ambassadors of Islam. We need to take things differently and we need to help these students.
They definitely have something, I agree. Sometimes what we have to do is put ourselves in their mind, okay?
Yeah.
So for example, you start, somebody's doing this to me. How am I going to feel?
Yeah.
If I don't feel the best way, then why are we doing it? So obviously, mashallah, Hafiz Ubaid mentioned a beautiful pearl there is to bring it down to that level and have that discussion with them, have that conversation. And sometimes, you know, you probably realize there's a lot of things that are going in the household and that child is kind of suppressed those feelings. And he's the first person, as Ustad, he's coming to the masjid and they ask that question. And then that child can, you know, open up, inshallah, and after that conversation, probably feel a bit, you know, a lot lighter.
You know, one thing I do when I go to madrasa regularly, alhamdulillah, I give them gifts as well. And where do I give the gifts? Is like, for example, one student I went to, I think it was a Huddersfield madrasa, and I heard that madrasa, we had some really bad boys there. And I goes, look, I'll come down, I'll sit with them and we'll talk. So as soon as I went in, there was this guy, and all the time what he would do is like, disturbed the whole class. So I knew all of a sudden that he's one of them. Now, so if I dealt with him, get out of the class, you're all, I go, Putar, mashallah, you're the best student. Make sure no one messes about you. Keep an eye out on him. You know, they say, we went to a Madani Kafila once in the heydays. We went to Blackburn. We had one guy who was bichara. He had a habit of stealing things.
Allah.
So what we did was, I knew him. So I said, you know, your duty is to make sure nothing goes missing. You know, so probably, or the whole kafla, nothing went missing. So why? Because he was in charge. Anything goes missing, he was. So make the bad student the monitor of the whole class. And seriously, if I had Tariq Bhai come in and he goes, how did you get him under control? I goes, make him the teacher. Everything's under control.
If you give someone a sense of responsibility, they feel like they'll have something to prove to you.
Yeah.
So that works as well. I've tried that as well. If you give them a responsibility, somehow small, like make sure the class is clean. Okay, that same class, I told one kid, make sure the class is clean. I've had a complaint, every other class is dirty in the masjid apart from that one.
Mashallah.
So, it's giving a responsibility is very, kids take that very seriously. What about what the responsibility is? They have something to prove to you now, and they make sure they're doing it.
Mashallah. Shahid bhai, your responsibility is to read the Naat now.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 Kaaba dikha de Mola, Kaaba dikha de Mola, Kaaba dikha de Mola, Kaaba dikha de Mola, Allah, 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 har aankh chahti hai Kaaba dikha de Mola, Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere har aankh chahti hai Kaaba dikha de Mola, hasrat pukarti hai, hasrat pukarti hai, Kaaba dikha de Mola, 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 Allah, 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 kohe safa se dodo marwa ki chotiyon tak, Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere kohe safa se dodo marwa ki chotiyon tak, khwahish machal rahi hai, khwahish machal rahi hai, Kaaba dikha de Mola, 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 ihram phir pehen kar tawaf-e-haram karun main, Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere Allah, mere ihram phir pehen kar tawaf-e-haram karun main, meri dua yahi hai, meri dua yahi hai, Kaaba dikha de Mola, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
MashaAllah. A beautiful kalam, alhamdulillah. Who's religion, bhai? Wajahat. Ujagar, Ujagar, MashaAllah. Maulana Ujagar. Beautiful kalam, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. I had a request for a nath, Kaabe ki ronak, Haji Rauf from Ravenstow, mashallah. Make dua, he is ill as well, Allah grant him shifa. And then, Ya Rabbana irham lana. We read quite a lot of this in Medina Shri. So I'll read a couple of that, and you can read that, Shaykh. Kaabe
ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dekhun to dekhe jaaun barabar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hairat se khud ko kabhi dekhta hoon aur dekhta hoon. Kabhi main haram ko hairat se khud ko kabhi dekhta hoon aur dekhta hoon kabhi main haram ko laya kahan mujhko mera muqaddar laya kahan mujhko mera muqaddar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Kaabe ki ronak Kaabe ka manzar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Hamde Khuda se tar hai zabane kaanon mein ras golti hai azane Hamde Khuda se tar hai zabane kaanon mein ras golti hai azane bas ek sada rahi hai barabar bas ek sada rahi hai barabar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Kaabe ki ronak Kaabe ka manzar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar
Ya Rabbana irham lana bariye Ya Rabbana irham lana Ya Rabbana irham lana Tere ghar ke pair lagata ke pair lagata rahun main sada shahr makka mein aata rahun main ya rabbana irham lana ya rabbana ilahi main phir girde kaaba ilahi mein phirta rahun girde kaaba yun qismat ki gardish mitata rahun main yun qismat ki gardish mitata rahun main sada shahr makka mein aata rahun Ya Rabbana irham lana Ya Rabbana Ilahi tu aisa muqaddar bana de Ilahi tu aisa قدر بنا دے ہمیں شاہی مکے میں آتا رہوں میں ہمیں شاہی مکے میں آتا رہوں میں صدا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. We've got a request for Ubaid to read a kalam as well.
چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت برسانے برسانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے او تو زندہ ہے واللہ 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 میرے چشمے عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے.
Bilal bhai, let's talk about, mashallah, you're our head of a department for courses and Madrasa Balighan. What's in the pipeline coming? What can we expect, and how are you doing your work in the community?
So in terms of courses, I'll touch upon that first, is that we need to have a vision. So alhamdulillah, azzawajal, at the start of the year, we sat down, we didn't have any plan, we didn't have any courses calendar. And at times, as you know, we are busy people and we kind of get distracted very easily. And by having a courses calendar, by having something written down, we thought that it's going to be effective. So going forward, alhamdulillah, azzawajal, through Shaheed Bhai, Zaheed Bhai, we managed to get a calendar for both Dawud Islami Tanzimi courses, which means learning how to, you know, to rectify your salah, taharat, wuzu, kafan, dafan, so ghusl, if someone passes away, how to bathe and shroud them. So those are the Tanzimi courses that we've developed, a calendar for 12 months. And on the flip side, we've got an education calendar as well, which tackles about more events or things that are happening within the community. So one of them is being an epidemic of laughing gas. So nitrous oxide is a massive epidemic. The doctors don't know how to control it. So this is something that the West Midlands region focused upon. And we kind of want to adapt that throughout the UK. So that's something that we want to bring forward in terms of harms of using drugs, alcohol. So that's something that we want to bring forward to the community. And this is a request from the Views on Madani channel, is to send your youth of the household to these events to learn about the harms of these things. So
I
that's something that we've...
You know, sometimes I just want to add into that is, you know, some parents, they say, oh, we'll ask our children. There's no, why do you need to ask them for? You know, when they get old, they're not going to ask you for anything. So we need to make sure that we are there. Yeah. Some of the time parents, they say, oh, take our children. You know, it's not taking them, it's bring them with you.
Yeah, we need to, obviously as parents, we need to focus on the ahmiyyat. So if I as a father, if I as a grandfather or brother or chacha, whatever, uncle, I bring my youngsters to this particular event, I need to give them that expectation. So we need to come ourselves, come to these events, learn ourselves as well. And inshallah, hopefully 2 or 3% or 5% will go into their ears and we can work together to bring this to control. So that's obviously the courses department. So for Madrasatul Madina adults, so this is an adults Quran teaching class.
Mashallah.
Now we've got the opportunity, we're opening the flexibility that we'll come to your houses, we'll come to your places of work, we'll come to your places of comfort, and we'll give you that half an hour, 40 minutes to teach you the Holy Quran.
One to one as well.
One to one as well. So for those people that are busy, they don't want to become part of a group, we will offer that one to one service to you, and it's free of charge. We're not going to charge you anything. And if you feel
not
that,
even a cup of tea.
I mean, that's part of hospitality.
We can negotiate.
So we can negotiate that. And obviously samosas, etc., they can come along as well.
Yeah.
But we will come and we will teach you. So if you've got any issues with your Maharaj, or you think that you're not pronouncing things correctly and you want to rectify something, please make the step forward. This is obviously for viewers all around the world as well. Speak to your locally responsible brothers, Islamic sisters, and we will help you to rectify your namaz.
Mashallah.
We will help you to rectify your maharij if you want to learn the Madani Qaeda. And age is not a factor, Zul. But a lot of people think that I'm past that age of learning.
Yeah.
No. You don't stop learning until you pass away.
MashaAllah, Shahir bhai, what's your department and what have your plans are?
So
you got 53 seconds.
My department is IT and currently social media. So alhamdulillah, I'm trying to bring the youngsters forward as currently we don't have a lot of youngsters, especially on our social media. I want our youth to come forward, to come to me, inshallah, give their names. I want them to.
So you want them to come to you? You can't
even,
go to
even
them.
I'm going myself, alhamdulillah, I've been approaching some. I've been texting them, I've been calling them. If you want, inshallah, you can have a. I want you to be part of my team. I want you to record some reminders. Through reminders or speeches, etc.
MashaAllah. Ubaid, what's your department and what are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I've just been recently given courses department Mashallah. For the Yorkshire region. I had social media first before Shahir Bhai, but Alhamdulillah, we decided to lay a substitute. I took courses from him, he took social media from me.
Mashallah.
So, inshallah, with the courses, like Bilal Bhai said, we've got this plan, inshallah, I'm going to work towards implementing that within Yorkshire. And I've been talking to a few people recently as well, and there's loads of great ideas coming out. And inshallah, Azajal, you know, those people are giving the ideas. Number one, we need to try to utilize them and bring them on board with our work, you know, for social media as well as courses as well. And then the second is those ideas they're giving, let's try to implement them as well, inshallah.
Yes, Zahir Bhai, what's your background and what's your plans for your duty?
I'm currently studying medicine. I'm in my third year. And my plans for the youth department and education department, just keep an eye out because I'm cautious of time. Keep an eye out and you'll see the full summer plan on our social media soon, inshallah. We're releasing a whole calendar for the summer.
Is that it? Oh, mashallah.
I'd just like to add to that. That's not just for the Yorkshire region.
Yeah.
We do it throughout the UK. And obviously last year, and inshallah this year as well, whatever we've designed, we will give out to the whole of the UK. So,
inshallah.
Views of Madinah, inshallah. Don't think this is just for Yorkshire region.
It's for the whole of the
UK,
and, you know, the thing is, alhamdulillah, we want to develop this and, you know, take you out to other places as well. But we've been, mashallah, working as a Yorkshire region. We've been sitting down and working on this as well. And alhamdulillah, I think Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Wahab, Damat Barakatuh, Mulaliyah, when he came, he quite liked Zahir Bhai's ideas. And we're doing another thing, which is called the Scouts. So inshallah, there's something different coming out there very soon, mashallah. I think we're at the end of our program. But I want the viewers there who you are professionals. You know, please come forward, work with us, give us your professional ideas. We need to work together. You might be a professional in your own field. We'll come together. We've got different fields here. We're all working for the same cause, the cause of Islam. Let's get together and let's make our youth better. And inshallah, a place where we live, make it better, inshallah. So please take care of yourselves. And inshallah, we will get another opportunity. You'll see these, mashallah, new rising stars, alhamdulillah. I'm talking about myself here. So inshallah, you'll see them more often on the screens of Madani channel, inshallah. Jazakallah, Bilal Bhai, for coming. Shahir Bhai, Ubaid, Zahir Bhai, and mashallah, Inayat Raza, and Bilal Bhai, your son as well, Rayan. Waagwaan, bro. Inshallah. So please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Eid Mubarak to everyone.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.